This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwemke. This week, we bring you part two of the Barefoot Movement, recorded February 26, 2015, at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. The Barefoot Movement is Noah Wall on fiddle and vocals, Tommy Norris on mandolin, Hazy Siako on upright bass and vocals, and Alex Connerly on guitar and vocals. And yes, they play barefoot. Playing a lush mix of Americana, bluegrass, folk, country, indie, and rock, the Barefoot Movement provides a down-to-earth listening experience. The four-piece acoustic band has been called one of the most promising bands on the bluegrass scene by CMT Edge. The Barefoot Movement released their debut CD, Footwork, in the summer of 2011. They followed that 2 years later with Figures of the Year, which included the bonus track, No Rain, a cover of the Blind Melon hit song. Their most recent project, the High Road EP, features six traditional songs like Bowling Green and The High Road to Linton. Noah Wall appeared on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday with Carl Gerke and talked about writing new music with the traditional sound in mind.
I think so, especially, you know, lately, a lot of those songs on the High Road EP were just these big crowd pleasers, and it gets harder and harder to find traditional songs that people aren't already doing, and, you know, because they're a lot of the, you know, songs that we're drawn to, you know, you'll play them and then you'll go to a festival and hear another band playing it, and so it can be hard to find music that's kind of free game, you know, that in the traditional world. But you want to keep playing that because you want to keep that music alive. But when it comes to the original songs, you know, I've just had this theme in my head that I want to write songs that are just as entertaining as some of those upbeat traditional songs, you know, so that, you know, we have those on our own as well and not, you know, have to dig through the mountains of old recordings and hope that nobody else has found this gem, you know.
It always seems to me like that this music, this Americana music, the old traditional coming music, there's something about those harmonies. Is there something unique about the harmonies that comes out of this musical tradition?
I think in the traditional sense, there is a lot of two-part singing, you know, and that can kind of bring a different set, you know, it's kind of a different filter, because when you have two voices as opposed to three, I think there's a lot more options. And so sometimes, you know, we might sing a song in two part and then add a third part in, which makes it really, really interesting, because you just wouldn't make the same choices, you know, if you start off as two part and then kind of fill in the gaps with the third part. And so I mean harmony singing is a huge part of traditional music for sure, and it's especially important to us. It's my favorite thing, you know. I've always wanted three strong singers, and you know, before Hazy joined the band, our bass player, you know, it was mostly just me and our guitar player, and I always wanted a girl voice, and now that we have one, it's like we have all these possibilities, and I'm thrilled with the voices that we have now.
When you're rehearsing, or maybe you've come up with a new song, do you play around to find the harmonies that'll work, or is it the point now where you just know right where your voices are going to fit?
We definitely play around, because there's so many options. We do have an idea of where our voices are going to go, just based on our ranges and who's singing lead on the song. But we try to, you know, I am such a big fan of bands like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and, you know, I feel like they really did interesting things, and they changed things around, and just things that weren't, you know, I mean, and it's funny because I can hear the traditional harmonies very easily. That's what my ear pulls to. But Hazy hears more of like the notes that wouldn't fall into the traditional thing, but they still work. And so we have two different ears telling us to go in two different places, which, you know, is really cool, because it kind of opens the possibilities.
Yeah, that sounds like that'd be fun, that you have an idea and then she comes in and brings up a possibility that you hadn't even thought of, and just kind of expands what you're already thinking of.
Exactly. And then, you know, Alex has just such a gift for theory, and that he can play, you know, all of the options and say, well, you could do this, well, you could do this, you know. So our practices actually don't go very quickly. They take a long time to put, it takes a very long time to put a song together because we have a lot of, you know, for me, especially if I write the song, I kind of just sit back and let them, you know, arrange it and I'll chime in, but, you know, they have such creative people, you know, to help arrange a song that, you know, it's just kind of fun to see where they take it once I've already, you know, brought it to them.
Noah Wall of the Barefoot Movement with Carl Gerke on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday. Since the Barefoot Movement's first three CD releases, the band received the 2014 International Bluegrass Music Association Momentum Award for Band of the Year. Tonight, we bring you the second half of the Barefoot Movement's concert from the Matthews Opera House on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
See? gonna do another new one, if y'all don't mind. This one comes with a disclaimer, because if you didn't know what it was about, you might think it was rather abusive. But it's called Spoon Fed, and it's about, I'm sure you all know somebody like this, somebody that just doesn't want to help themselves. So basically, a big old baby. Yeah, here we go, Spoon Fed. I wake you in the morning, spoon ready in my hand. Gotta see that you've eaten, gotta make you understand. Don't give me no lip, I don't wanna see you choke. You take what's laid before you, or I'll shove it down your throat. My old spoon fed baby. Not quite as snarky for the next one. A little bit, though. This is one that I wrote about a gentleman from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, who broke my heart, and so I've been telling the whole country about him.
We're a bunch of angry Southerners.
It's called Circles.
Like the summer changing and a fall in the measure of the day. Tongue-tied, I searched my mind for something interesting to say. But I said to myself, first things first, 'cause I didn't even know your name.
Cause I didn't even know your name, I didn't know your name. There's something about two people when they first meet. They can fix the gaze upon the ceiling or one another's feet. Just to look into each other's eyes, it's too much to endure. But I took a chance and looked up at you. High Road to Linton. Our latest EP is called the High Road EP, named after that tune. You may have figured out, as I mentioned, I like The Walking Dead a lot. I like TV and I like movies a lot. I had a pretty nice time watching the Oscars, Snowden in Denver. I ordered a pizza and everything. But tomorrow we have the morning off, and so we're going to maybe, afternoon off too, so we might make a little detour on our way to Billings and go see Devil's Tower. My mom's going to be so jealous, but anyway, yeah, I love Close Encounters, so always wanted to see it. I hope we can get there. I don't know about the roads, but we actually played a few festivals in Wyoming over the summer, and it just never worked out to go then, you know. So now I'm like, well, we don't have to play till 9:30 tomorrow night, me as well. So I'm excited. We might play a song in front of it. Maybe we'll learn the Close Encounters theme and make a video. Here's a song from our record Figures of the Year. It's the only song we've ever made an official music video for. It's called Second Time Around, and it's the only waltz in this set, if you feel like waltzing.
Bye.
So earlier this year, well, not this year, but I guess back in October of last year, we found out that we were nominated, Sean had mentioned this, for a Momentum Award for Band of the Year from the International Bluegrass Music Association. And then for some reason, they decided that we should win. And so thank you. That was pretty good, but you weren't quite as loud as my dad was. So we got a nice little trophy and with our name on it, and we got to go to a luncheon and everything. We just felt awesome. So I'm going to be telling that story for at least a couple more years. This is a song about a cheating lover. It's not a first-person story, I promise. This next one is a new number as well, and I wrote it. It's about how much I love being on the road, but whenever you're out sometimes, you know, you realize that all of your loved ones are at home, and my grandparents are getting old, and, you know, my animals and my mom and dad. Anyways, it's hard, but I don't know. I love it out here, so you kind of have to sacrifice some things, but that's just what this song is about. It's called Running Home. Oh, I'm wild. Thank you. We're going to get our guitar picker up here to sing you this next one. Like I said, he comes to you from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And all day we were riding around, and he was going, "Man, this looks just like Mississippi." It was pretty funny. But so when we were in Africa, we discovered that everyone there is very big on handshaking. And so Alex happens to be a world-class high-fiver. He's good at handshaking, but high-fives are just his thing, see? But anyway, we got to go play for an orphan. Well, no, it was a primary school. We played an orphanage too. But at this particular gig, we were wondering, do they high five? I mean, is that a thing over here? And so Alex decides to teach the first kid how to high five, and then we had to high five like 500 kids. So he started something in Burkina Faso, Africa. Mr. Alex Connerly from Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Way up on the mountain, throw a little shade. See my candy darling, my pretty little Liza Jane. I'm going to Rocky Island, ho, honey, ho.
You meet our fiddler up here. So I met Noah there in Johnson City, Tennessee. She was getting her minor in bluegrass, old time, and country music, and her major in broadcasting. So since she graduated, she's come out with a really hot new radio show, and it's out of Knoxville, Tennessee. But you can stream it anywhere in the whole wide world on WDVX. But we always joke that she has a great radio slot on the East Coast because it's Tuesdays at 10 p.m. So I always kind of advertise it whenever I introduce her and say, you should get more ratings, you know? Because if you all tuned in, she would have good ratings. But the highlight of her radio career was that this summer, this past summer, she got to interview this lady who, she's from Sevierville, Tennessee, and she's got a great head of hair, and I really mean theme park. Yeah, it was Dolly Parton. No interview, Dolly Parton. How cool is that? But she only got to ask Miss Dolly one question. And if you want to find out what it was, you just have to tune in. A lot of these songs you've been hearing this evening are songs that Noah's written, and she's a great songwriter and one mean fiddler. Please make her feel welcome. That's Miss Noah Wall back there from Oxford, North Carolina.
Thank you. I certainly feel very welcome. You all have been a wonderful, wonderful audience. You don't know how awesome it is to come to a town you've never been to before and play to such a great crowd and in such an awesome venue. Thank you so much to Sean and to Jane and to Jack, our sound guy. How about a hand for him? And thanks to the wonderful chef at, is it Finnegan's?
Killian's.
Like the beer.
That's where we went to eat, and it was awesome. So we just love it here. We're going to stick around a while, I think. Yeah. We're just going to move in.
Somebody told me that the population was 10,000, but we're about to make it 10,004.
So thanks again, everybody. We're going to play these last two and let you get home and get warm.
We'll be at the merch table. If you want to do the shake and howdy, we'll come out there and see y'all.
Waiting the water, children, waiting. Thank you. Thank you for having us back so soon. I almost tripped on Tommy's tail coming out here, so I'm glad that didn't happen. All right, well, we appreciate you sitting through so many songs you probably have never heard before, so now we'd like to play one you might have heard before. If you know it, you can sing along, and if you don't know it, bounce along. Spearfish. Now dig this.
Barefoot Movement on No Cover, No Minimum Radio. We just heard the second half of their February 26th, 2015 concert at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. The Barefoot Movement is Noah Wall on fiddle and vocals, Tommy Norris on mandolin, Hazy Siako on upright bass and vocals, and Alex Connerly on guitar and vocals. For more information, go to barefoot-movement.com and see the band's Facebook page. Thanks to the Matthews Opera House. Learn more at matthewsopera.com. Special thanks to Sean Young. This concert was recorded by Jack Hughes. To hear the first part of this two-part program with the Barefoot Movement, log on to sdpb.org. Click Listen, then Radio Programs to browse our entire No Cover, No Minimum radio archives. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Against my skin as I walk. call it.